This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBCTV18 podcast. I'm Anisha Jain. Well, what a stellar rally the bulls have had for the last couple of days. The Nifty piling on 900 points, Sensex up around 3,000 points in the last couple of sessions, and Nifty Bank, that has been the stellar outperformer. That index is up 3,800 points for the last couple of days. And if you have to really nitpick, the mid-caps have been slightly underperforming because their gain over the last couple of days has been 1,300 points. However, having said that, the BSE has added market cap to the tune of 10.35 lakh crores over the last couple of days. So that's the kind of ferocious rally that tax cut announcement has had on the Indian markets. And the bigger positive this morning is that FII buying is back. Back and how? Because we are seeing the biggest number in terms of the FII buying that we have seen over the last 3-4 months. The FIIs yesterday net bought around 2700 crores in the cash equity markets, and the DIIs, they continue to pump in money. They bought around 300 crores. Remember, this comes on back of the positive data from the DIIs that we saw on Friday. However, on Friday, everyone was wondering that the FII buying was limited to a paltry number of 30 crores and whether the FII buying will come back or not. And we have now got the answer. The FII is buying 2700 crores in the cash equity market yesterday. Over the last couple of days, India has managed to decouple itself from the global markets and outperform. And that is the reason that the difference between the gains of the global equities and Indian equities has narrowed over the last couple of days. So for the year so far, of course, the Nasdaq is up 22%. European indices like CAC is up 20%. Russian index is up around 28%. But the Indian markets have also managed to catch on. Nifty is now up around 7%. And the Bank Nifty for the year is sitting with a gain of around almost 14%. However, having said that, if you look at the cues for the day, from the global markets, there aren't many. The US market ended mixed, very close to the flat line. It was the European markets that had a bit of a negative news, because remember, the Eurozone showed the slowest growth that we have seen since the recession time, because the data from Germany was rather weak. The market manufacturing PMI data for Germany came in at 41.4, and this is a further contraction. So that is something that we need to keep on our radar, and that was the reason that the European markets ended 1% lower. However, the Indian markets have been, you know, trading to their own cues, and that's why it is expected, if you go by SGX Nifty, that we will start off the day in the positive. It is suggesting that we'll start around that 11,700 mark. So the Nifty is now barely just 700 points away from the lifetime high. We'll see how it goes, whether there's some consolidation later today or we'll continue moving higher. But as of now, the cues look positive and it looks like it is going to be another day for the bulls. This is Anisha Jain signing off for CNBC TV18 in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.